Well, it's got two levels to it on the main floor. So you come in, and then the stack area where all the books are is about 2 feet lower down at the front. So we've dropped the south end of the building down about 2 feet just because the site slopes down towards Hammer Slough that way. And then there is a small mechanical mezzanine hidden up above the offices where we're going to put some fans and that sort of thing. But overall, it's going to feel like a one-story building just with two levels to it.
For people who will be visiting this space, they'll be coming in off of Haugen Drive onto a Second Street parking lot?
Yes, correct. So we have a one-way parking lot in and then out onto Second.
They'll park their cars there and they'll walk to the main front doors, which a lot of the doors and windows look like they're pretty tall, maybe a single story or up into second story area almost?
Correct. The main idea of the library was it was to push forward onto the Hammer Slough side a little bit of the site. And so the building will look down through the trees towards Hammer Slough in the reading areas that are along the south end of the building. So because of that, the building is set back from Haugen and Second a little bit. It's not going to face right on those streets. And because of that, we wanted to make a tall, welcoming entry that would pull people off the street towards the building. It's an important public building, and we wanted to make sure that people could see it and there'd be a tall, welcoming aspect to it.
Yeah, and maybe you could describe what it would look like when someone pushes open the front doors and walks in. What do they see?
Sure. We have a nice welcoming canopy that comes out about 10 feet in front of the building to offer weather protection. And that's going to have nice big cedar glulam columns supporting a wood-framed roof. And then we've got the glass entry vestibule set into that roof that reads all the way through. So from the outside, you're going to be looking up at this nice wood-framed canopy that reads into the building. And then you walk through and immediately you're in a welcoming lobby area with the circulation desk on one side and checkout computers and also the children's room sort of off to the right side. And in front of you, the building then drops the 2 feet, and so you can kind of be overlooking the stacks where there'll be books and people reading down below. And up above, you have the open wood-framed ceiling and a large clear-story window opening to the south, which hopefully will let a lot of light into that lobby area, be very welcoming and daylit.
And that open total big space there, how tall is that that area?
About 20 feet tall.
Okay. All right. So big wide open space.
And then it drops down then to either side, but right at the middle ridge beam, there's a heavy glulam, about a 30-inch deep glulam running right down the middle of the space. And at the top of that thing, it's about that tall.
Okay, so and when people first come in, they'll be able to see that all the stacks will be right there in front of them in that area, right?
Correct.
A couple of other separate parts of the building. There's a couple conference rooms and the children's room that you mentioned and also a teen area.
Yes, and so one of the things that we were excited about with the project is that it's going to function as a community center for Petersburg, and so we have a small conference room that seats probably about 12 people for small meetings. And that happens you get down to the lower stack area by a curved ramp. And at the bottom of that ramp is that small conference room for 12 people, which will have a very tall set of windows looking out towards Haugen Drive. And then the other end of the building, we have a much larger conference room about the size of a classroom, an elementary school classroom. So that could seat, you could imagine, 30 people or maybe even 50 people in a lecture setting in that room on the other side of the building. In between those two spaces, we have a teen area that will be somewhat acoustically separated from the rest of the library at the far end of the building, so a fairly welcoming space for teens to get together and hang out with some books there. And near the circulation desk, with windows overlooking the stacks, we have a children's room that will be both for the juvenile and small children collections. And that'll have a lot of windows looking into the stacks, so parents could be down browsing or reading down in the stack area and still have visual control over what their kids are doing in the children's room. The other thing that's kind of exciting is we have a little gas fireplace, a little propane fireplace, down at one of the reading nooks just in the main stack area. So it'll be a place where people can gather around a fireplace and read or have just a small group discussion down in sort of a different feeling area.
On the outside, people are going to see there's some covered bike racks, which I'm excited about. And what other features on the outside?
So one of the things that we did for the project to make it both fit in with Petersburg and also it just makes sense in our southeast climate, the building is all gable-roofed, so it's all pitched roof everywhere, which is one of the reasons that the middle is so tall. So all around the building, we'll have deep eaves, about 4 foot or even 5 foot, where we want to protect the building of overhanging eaves. So what you just mentioned, the bicycle racks, we have 5 foot hanging eaves right at the front of the building so people can come in and put their bikes under cover before they go into the building. We also have a nice big vestibule right at the entry for coats and even shopping bags so people can kind of just unload their stuff, their boots or whatever they need to do before they go into the rest of the building.